So I think the biggest loser out of last night's TV One poll is TV One. They spent a decent chunk of money on a poll that essentially told us nothing's happened. National and ACT still form a government. The current government are out of office. It shows, I suspect, a malaise we're currently in, a year out from the vote. Not everyone gripped by the minutiae of politics. They also polled on the Republic. Once again, a bust. No one wants one. Either the number that actively say they don't want one or the large number of people who simply don't care. Chris Luxon, I thought, put it well yesterday when asked about it. No one's raised it with them. Guess why? It's not an issue. It's a good example of the disconnect between the media and the real world. When the Queen dies, the media thinks of, what's the next angle? Given her death isn't changing, all you're left with is the Republic question, so the poll result tells us we've got better things to think about. Some suggesting the Prime Minister's offshore presence might have played a little bit better for her. I think the reality is that we're over that now. If you were ever enamoured with Jacinda being the princess on the world stage, that's worn well and truly thin, as it's become apparent that a lot of what she does amounts to literally nothing. When was the last time you chatted about the Christchurch call? When was the last time you got excited about the United Nations? She's a wonk, detached from the day-to-day New Zealand life. She loves two places to be these days, schools, where kids still like her, and overseas, where the heat's off. I suppose if you're a Labour supporter, you could argue it's still a race. My pick is as more and more get focused, the issues that Labour faces will only get worse. You could also argue the small parties, all on 1%. There's about seven of them now, so you've got 7%. Trouble with that is it's a wasted vote. Under MMP, you get 5% or you win a seat, or it all gets put in the bin. Anyway, the trend we've seen all year seems to be intact. A change of government is coming, but for the bill payer of the poll, a night of drama was sadly missing.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.